Never on schedule, but always on time. This is the Around the Way podcast, and I'm your host, Hayden Steele. And you know I am here with my lovely co-host, Frankie Baby. And you know Dolla is here with us today. And I just want to let everybody know that I did absolutely positively have plans on a bunch of spoilers for movies and TV shows that I think that we all should have watched by now, except for the people that chose to join me today. But that is neither here nor there. I feel great today. I look great today.
Got your eyebrows done.
I did not get my eyebrows done.
Got your eyebrows done.
I was going to wipe off my chalk line, but
got your eyebrows
take my
done.
Hairline off. I did not get my eyebrows done, though.
Brows done for the
house. I was out here this weekend.
Y'all see it? Nice and smooth. All that shit. You ready for the weekend?
I am ready for the weekend. I look good and I feel good. All right, ready for the weekend. I am ready for the weekend. I did not get my eyebrows done. Why did I? All I did was get a haircut. That's all I did. I just trimmed a little bit off the top. Filled in my boss while the sit.
And got your eyebrows done.
I didn't.
You did.
I would have remembered. I ain't gonna lie. This haircut, because it's been a minute since I got my haircut. My barber.
You were definitely looking a tad bit wolfy.
Yeah, he worked for that. I ain't gonna lie. He was like, "Damn, man, I gotta talk to your girl about this shit. You need to."
It only happened because she was coming home.
I didn't have time to get my haircut this past month. It was like a month and a half. Yeah, I shaved my neck a little bit. I was busy, man. I had a lot of surgeries on the board October. It was a lot of surgeries on the board for me October. So like, I was getting to it.
Yeah, that's why.
I was getting to it. That's all that was. I'm glad ain't none of my DNA falling nobody. Shit. Anyway, how y'all doing this week?
I'm good. I'm all right.
Are you sure? Right. Y'all ready for the weekend?
Cavs whooped ass. They just won by 20 points.
I don't believe in them. They selling family packs on the radio, so I don't believe in them. I know that they about to just try to speak shit this year.
Hear me out. What type of nigga don't even cheer for their hometown team?
They're not good. They're not good.
They just beat somebody by 20 points.
Who they beat?
They just won 4 games in a row. Detroit.
Yeah.
They just won 4 games in a row, and the 4 games they won were very hard games to win. They played Portland and
I'm not interested in the players. I'm not interested in the players. Nobody else is interested
in the players. So it's a difference between being interested and being a hater. Like,
I'm not a hater.
You are.
What'd I say?
What did you just say? They're not good. Like, why?
They're not good.
I just told you that you just won by 20 points.
All right, let's see what.
I just told you.
Let's see what they look like when it's time for the playoffs, because they're not making the playoffs, are they?
Who knows?
They're not.
We don't know that.
We
they
do.
Could absolutely tank, but they could do good too.
What's good?
Going to the playoffs.
All right, if they go to the playoffs, I watch. Come on, man. I watched 2 Browns games. Look at that shit. Look at them. Look at them. You feel me?
They won.
They be disappointing as a team, as an organization.
That happens, though.
Yes.
That legit happens.
I don't have to support
sports.
That, though.
You don't have to be a hater either.
I don't be hating, though. You ask me about them, and I say, I don't know.
So I asked you, are you watching? You can literally just say no.
I have to tell you.
Those be yes or no questions.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
I like to explain.
The extra is a hating.
No, it's not. That's to let you know why. So you don't have to ask me again. But you do.
Because you be watching it with your moms.
I don't watch the Cavs games with my mom. The Browns game?
Browns.
Absolutely.
That's what you
I watch one.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't ask you if you watch the Cavs games.
I don't ask
you nothing about the Cavs.
I don't know why you
literally
watch
just
Cavs.
Got done watching the Cavs game, and I mentioned that they won. You said, "What's up? How y'all feel?" The Cavs won. Yo, salty face ass. You mad? I said you got your eyebrows done. That's what it is. All right. That's what it is. Right? He feels some type of way, like you taking it out on the Cavs. I just said they won by 20 points, and you. They're not good.
They're not good. They're disappointing. I'm sorry.
They just won by 20 points.
I'm sorry that my expectations for our sports teams in Cleveland are higher.
They just won by 20 points.
I'm
say
not
this
upset.
On a day
I'm
when
not
they
say,
lose.
I'm not saying. Well, they lose a lot.
They just won 4 games. Your applause means nothing.
Well, then you shouldn't have asked me to not hate.
When did I ask? I didn't ask you anything. I made a statement. We've been arguing all day. We've been arguing.
It's not my fault.
It's definitely your fault.
In other news, it's definitely not my fault. I will say that. One, y'all talk. How? Why don't you ever come on this show and agree with anything I say?
Because obviously you're not right.
You always wrong.
I'm always right. I've never been wrong. Clearly. In the history of everdom, I've never been wrong. Ever. In the
clearly no. What?
Everdom.
Clearly no. Clearly no.
I don't agree with any of your statements.
Obviously. And I also do not agree with yours.
All right, so let's get back to the outline. So, it's a new MySpace, right? I did not know about this.
It's called Space Hey.
It is.
It sounds stupid as fuck.
Space what?
Space Hey.
I feel a way about that.
Yeah, like.
I feel a way about that because they're using part of my name.
H-E-Y.
Oh, okay. They can do that. They should. Oh, because Facebook bought MySpace, so they can't do that again, huh?
I don't know, but you see that Facebook stole Meta, that name Meta, from another company?
Oh, yeah.
I see. I don't be knowing if those things be real or not. I gotta wait till I see, like, them shit, like, they court document type shit.
Because Meta got commercials already, so.
Oh, shit.
I seen something on Instagram about an ad about Meta.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe they did. Maybe that's why it's taking so long for them to really roll it out. They might have just tried to bully him out of, you know, you big company, they just take it.
That's what it seemed
it.
Like, yeah.
But it might not work, especially with the fire Facebook got right now.
I don't know, they might fuck around and kill all of them.
Maybe, I don't.
Shut all that shit down.
I could live without Facebook, I'd be alright.
No, I'm talking about the original Meta people.
Facebook, they might. Or they might just cut them a really nice check. Cut them a life-changing check. You can have this Meta shit.
They want to fight it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most companies do. They just write you a check good enough to be like, alright, boom, huh. Now this is ours. Everybody keep their jobs.
Yeah, that's what happened in Free Guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a good movie. I finally watched that. Free Guy was a good movie.
What?
Yeah. I watched it twice. It was good.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't like The Rock's face in anything.
Like, I didn't think he needed to be in there even for two fucking seconds.
Everything about it made me uncomfortable. Everything. But I was just like, I didn't even want to look at the screen and I was in the movies and it was like so fucking big. I'm like, this fucking
yeah,
big.
Fuck that.
I was fucking bad. Like,
oh, like, that's what she too. Said.
Yeah, hey, I matter of fact.
Can Amazon reviews, y'all. So we got some new Amazon reviews. Love a good Amazon review. So ladies, I know that the Rose hit the streets this past summer. And I know everyone in this room knows what the Rose is. It's that thing that goes ZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZ They in the streets. All these roses everywhere. For one, people get the rose and they be motherfuckers be putting in a thing of water and showing you and shit. I don't care about none of all that. Put that thing on the thing. But anyways, yes, please read these. Please read these Amazon reviews because these shits are gold. Like, pick the two you like the most. I don't give a fuck. You can read all of them. They are good. All
right. For the woman like me who don't make these kind of purchases. So I finally got a chance to open my box. I caught a cramp in my leg and now I'm cross-eyed. That's all I'm going to say. This is my second toy purchase in my life. I don't even write reviews. This is for the girl that's skeptical like I was. We all know the social media hype can make things more than what it is. I'm using voice to text because I'm legally blind now.
Telling you.
So we about to have a bunch of cross-eyed women out here now.
Basically, they all is everybody going to be wearing shades all year round.
Shit. All right.
If she got on Lux, you already know what time it is.
This woman is considering divorce. Rose,
considering fucking divorce.
Over a rose?
That.
I didn't have a lot of hope for this device considering the price, but I was definitely pleasantly surprised. My partner and I gave it a go, and once I got it on my sweet spot, it was more than a mess. Honestly, considering leaving my partner and using this exclusively is that good.
There are not going to be any more of those, like, let me flip your income tax. Let me stay with you for the winter while I get on my feet. Shit, that shit dead, bro.
Not needed.
They got a new one that, like, the tail, like, pulsate, like the tail go in and out now. Like, the tail just, bro, they got so many variations of this thing. Do I not have the reviews? Bro, I'm on Reddit now too, which is incredibly entertaining, by the way.
I don't know. This one cut off. I don't know what the top's supposed to say. It's a whole lot happening in 4 seconds. Blah, 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 blah. I began to notice my heartbeat is a bit abnormal. My mouth is void of all moisture and my toes have curled into an O, but mama ain't raised no quitter, so I tried again. This time on level 3. Here's where it gets hazy. About 2.2 seconds in, I noticed that I can no longer move. I'm paralyzed. 3 seconds and my soul seems to be leaving my body. I'm looking down on the shell of a woman that looks like me. I astral project into the past. I meet Lil Bo Peep and all them damn sheep. I ride a dinosaur. I have dinner with the Flintstones. Betty and all them was there. I catch a ride with Noah and them on the ark. I jump into the future and see a flying Kia Sorento. For a minute, I fellowship with the fine Martians and Neptune. 4 hours later, I wake up and decided that I take a chance. My man raised no food either, so we get married. Mr. Rose has taken me places I have never been, and all I want to do is make him happy. I am now cooking tacos and planning our destination. Many will say it's too soon, but this is true love. Our colors will be pink and wet. I mean, white.
That is just, I love reading Amazon reviews. Oh my God.
I don't read reviews. It's like reading the comments, apparently. Did you cry a little bit?
No, it was just a little itch. But that shit is hilarious.
That was your eyebrow hair falling into your eye.
I do not trim my eyebrows.
You did this time.
No, I didn't. They just look great. I'm just kind of like.
They do, because you got them done.
I just look great. Yeah. Y'all saw the video with his new wife or new girlfriend just
She was all in his face.
All titties at attention.
And he ain't paying no attention because she too old.
Mm-hmm.
She way too old for him.
She is over 25, over 23.
Right.
He not fucking with that.
Not at
Leo's
all.
Leo's looking at her like,
ma'am.
You're like my grandmother.
Ma'am.
It was crazy. And like, he not that tall either. So I wonder what he was standing on. And then.
Or he was on top of some steps or something.
Yeah, cause... nah. Bezos and his girl all looking up. He just trying not
and
to
she stare. Just.
She was trying to put her titties on that man so hard.
And he all...
like, no.
He ain't paying her.
I like the new models.
He ain't give a fuck.
Right. Fuck. Right, and then and then the next day he posted that picture with him like, come here, Leo, I got something to show you with
it's
that sign. It's good. He should have did it on the boat, though.
Definitely.
He definitely should have did it on the boat.
Missed the chance for
it. Or in the tree.
Or a bear.
Fuck a bear. That would have been a good. You know, for the longest time, right? I had to watch that movie twice. Longest fucking movie in history.
I still ain't seen it.
I thought the bear raped him. It just.
That's what a lot of people said.
It's so vicious.
That's what happened.
Like the scene with the bear, so vicious that it just looked like he getting raped. You can't really tell. I'm still not sure. He won an Oscar. Maybe he did get raped by a bear.
Revenant.
That shit is. It's long.
I don't even know what the fuck is about.
Nigga trying to make it home. That's it.
He got raped by a bear.
Oh, so the Odyssey in the woods?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I think he got a son in India. I don't know how that happened.
He got a son in India.
It's an Indian. Native American. First indigenous people. It's one of those. Yeah, I'm not sure, because I don't remember the whole movie, but I know for sure. He either got mauled or he got raped or a little bit of both.
I think he got mauled.
It might be a little bit of both. And I don't know how he survived.
It wasn't a real bear, though.
They just
That's
threw dirt and snow on him. And then was like, we'll come back for you.
Who did that?
In the movie.
Who was people?
Yeah. Like, that's how you heal people back in the day. Yeah, just bury him in dirt and snow. Like, you'd be okay to come back.
That's what they did in Black Panther.
Yeah. But he didn't come back with no powers or nothing. He survived
the bear attack.
He wasn't in the right dirt.
I'm pretty sure he died as soon as he got home from every infection.
maybe not.
No.
Maybe the snow kept it from
infection. Yeah, we probably had penicillin in our blood back then. I'm almost sure of that. All right, so let's get into the what the fucks this week. The first one is...
The first one is you don't never tell nobody you press and play.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. I learned how tampons work today. I ain't got to explain nothing. Well, not today, this week. I learned how tampons work. So apparently, when they go in there, they got like the extender plug or whatever. I don't know if I'm doing this all the way 100% correct, but all right, so it got the tube, right? It got the tube where it looked like a dipstick. And then when they go in there, right? But this is the kicker. The shit opened up, dollar. I ain't know that. I thought it stayed like a little tube and it like drip in there. Y'all don't like.
First off, it's cotton.
Okay.
Don't tools have holes on both sides? So wouldn't that mean the blood would just leak out and that would defeat the purpose?
I have no idea.
Who taught you this? Who gave you this information?
Just an assumption. I don't have a vagina, nor
so
do I use tampons.
So how did you said you? Because
I thought they stayed the same size.
You said you learned how tampons work. How did you learn?
I saw TikTok on Twitter.
You saw TikTok.
Yes, and no, they did not say it. They showed it, not with a vagina, with a bottle of water. And the part that blew my mind, everybody, is that it expands. I didn't know that. That's the part I didn't. That's what I learned. I learned that tampons expand.
What happens when cotton touches?
I don't know. I didn't know that they were all cotton. I didn't know. This is just
okay.
New
so it's something that's cotton. What happens when something cotton touches something liquid? Our bodies are 70% water.
You're still acting like this isn't.
I'm saying facts.
You don't understand, do you? I didn't know that happens inside of the body. That's
you don't think I know what I'm using?
No, I did not know. I know you know. I know what you're saying, but what you're saying to me is like it's cotton.
No, what I'm saying to you.
I didn't know it changed. I didn't know it changed shape. That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking in terms of what happens when cotton touches something liquid.
Okay.
It expands.
Yeah.
So yes, the cotton applicator. Is in a plastic applicator. The cotton is. Goes up. Take the plastic out.
I thought the whole thing stayed in there.
The plastic comes out. The cotton stays in.
Like the party poppers?
The outside. Yep. The outside. That comes out. Plastic stays in. Cotton stays in.
So then, when y'all do it just...
It's already in there, so you know, just cotton expands. So you don't feel it expand.
That's not crazy to you, Dollar.
It's just in there.
I kind of figured that's how it works, so.
You lying, man. I don't believe you this time. I usually believe you. I don't believe you this time. No. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way people just knew that's how that worked.
I can see that men, everything else I understand. If you have sisters, you might know a little more.
No, because I just thought it stayed the same size. That's my thing. I just didn't know this changed sizes. That's what's fucking me up.
That's because you probably never seen one in person.
I've seen the tampon. I've never seen it inside somebody's body.
You've seen the plastic.
I've never seen a tampon in somebody's body.
So you seen the cotton part?
No, nigga, why would I need to see all that?
So, look.
I have.
Why?
I don't know. I played with one when I was young.
So, look, I read the directions. I read the directions in the box once, but, like, it looks great. All
right, so, this is movie. She's a Man.
Huh?
It's a movie called She's the Man.
Okay.
She is a girl that's...
Don't she put it up her nose?
She had to do it. So the dude found a tampon in her bag because she's a girl acting like a boy at the school, but she got a tampon in her bag, so he trying to figure out what's going on. So she said, I use it for my nose when I get a nosebleed. So she showed him how to use a tampon, but she put it in her nose. So flat out, the easiest way to see how a tampon works without seeing the grossest shit in the world is to see that clip.
I already saw it in a bottle of water. And then, listen... It just fucked me up when I seen it go, and I just don't see how everybody else.
They put it in a bottle of water, so.
I don't see how everybody else is not like, oh my god, like this just happened like that. I just thought it stayed like.
Don't say everybody else, say other men probably, because you talking to an adult. Like I've been having periods for a while now. I've been having to deal with these for some time now. This is not mind-blowing to me because this has been a part of my life for so very long.
That shit changed the way I think about things. I'll tell you that much. Because that shit looked like half a clam in there or something. That shit was crazy. I just don't believe you, dog. I don't believe that it's not new news to you. I just don't.
Did you hear him say that he played with one?
Why would you even repeat that for him? For one, I wouldn't have said that because it just sounds crazy anyway.
You see, I stopped, but it was what? I didn't stop soon enough.
Hey. Well, speaking of tampons, so somebody that doesn't need to use one. This lady that is suing a fertility clinic because they mixed up her eggs with somebody else's, so she wound up giving birth to somebody else's baby. I guess a DNA, I don't know what happened. I guess a DNA test or something happened, and they found out that the baby was not theirs at all. That has to be fucking tragic, yo. That, like, you just gave birth and like tried to bond and everything. Yeah, and I bet you it is not like the TV show. Ain't nobody happy.
It was sad on the TV show.
Yeah, it's super sad. I can't believe that. I mean, no amount of money, no, like, nothing's going to change that.
You can't change nothing.
But, like, you know, our other kid has got used to this one. It's been, like, I don't know how long it was. A couple weeks, maybe a couple months. 3 months, maybe. But still, like, damn. Like, now you about to just switch kids and then try to start all over? You going to know that in the back of your head? Right. It's going to be a great story when you get drunk and mad at your kid. But still,
come here, my, that ain't my little brother.
Like, I should have never even came and got your ass. Oh. But, you know, they gonna have to eat that. That's gonna be hard. Like, do you tell that kid, like, when they older, do you tell them as just a story? It's a tidbit about you.
See, what had happened was,
you came out of somebody, like, shit.
There was this thing that happened.
I feel like that, like, confused the kid.
Can't never tell your child you brought them into the world.
I don't know, but if you don't tell them, they find out some other way.
Well, I mean, you just tell them the truth. Like, why you ain't tell me? Because it was fucked up. It's about how it goes. But I couldn't imagine going through that. That's just wild. No, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do? What would you do if you found that out? Like, what would you do? Like, would you be like, all right, I had this one for 3 months. I feel like I love it. Or are you going to be like, I need to go get my piece? Because you might be, like, raising a little cereal killer. Or like a little genius. You don't know.
You don't know either way.
Yeah.
I don't know. You ask people without kids, though. It's easy for me to say it either way. You know, yeah, I don't know. I ain't got no attachments to kids, period. I mean, I do, but not. Like, I don't have my own kids I have attachments to, so.
Man. I mean, children are overrated. They're like, they're pets that talk. The pets that talk, basically.
I heard that before.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Like,
toddlers and puppies.
I will never forget. I was at the bar with a guy, and he just said he didn't like having sex anymore because he felt like children are punishment for sex. So, like, yeah.
And then when it may come,
I'm right. It's like, I guess
the married man.
Pull out.
You gonna pull out on your wife?
I ain't trying to have kids, hell yeah.
Vasectomy.
Oh, well, I think he just drank his
vasectomy.
I think he was just drinking a vasectomy onto himself. Also tired of people crying online. Because you gotta upload that shit. Don't ever put a filter on it like Travis Scott did when he couldn't even force his tears out.
Oh, he was crying in that video?
No, he couldn't get them out. He just kept rubbing. He's trying to rub it out or some shit.
Don't rub too hard.
Yeah, he put a filter on that. It's dumb. Whatever. Anyway, like, yeah. So, like, no, I saw that video of that girl. She was crying because her boyfriend dumped her. She just crying online. Like, what is that going to do?
I don't know. That shit was fucking... That was the funniest shit I ever seen.
One, you didn't look like the person in the picture you posted with him, so that's probably why he broke up with you.
That's not her.
He finally sent you without a filter.
Did you see the way he was looking in that picture in the first place? Like, why am I here?
Because he was like, I saw what you looked like before we left out the house. You belonged to me this whole time.
So that was the first day, huh?
It could have been. Some people are dramatic like that.
Is she acting like...
Some people are dramatic like that. I said the other day, you know, some people just don't know how to date. You meet somebody, you like them, you like, this person mine. Don't talk to nobody else. You can't be with nobody. You just met this person, but I like them, so you mine. Don't talk to nobody else. Don't be around nobody else. people be talking all that. If you can't be faithful during the talking stage, then like, what is that? Like, you ain't even giving either one of y'all a chance to figure out if y'all really like each other. It's a better option. So people weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just an excuse to talk to multiple people.
No, like you, if you just dating somebody and y'all not like exclusive, then it's okay to talk to whoever you want to talk to. Right. It's okay to go do whatever you want to do. But some people feel like if me and you exchange numbers and we start texting and we go out sometimes, and you know, we like talking to each other, that means that you can't do that with anybody else. And that's what people begin to game fucked up. Because they don't date. You just be like, all right, I'm up.
That's what people rush into relationships.
Ain't even rushing into relationships because it's one-sided. Like, you just
into a thing.
She trying to force it.
It ain't even a she, because dudes do it too. You just rush,
trying to force
rushing into the headache and a heartbreak. Imagine being in a relationship with a person for like 6 months and then you find out you was in a relationship by yourself. People be doing shit like that, man.
Maybe they was too thirsty to be in a relationship, so they rushed it and didn't care about the outcome at the time.
Now it's 6.5 months later and you crying online with a glitter filter. The fuck? Still ain't being
a real. How you crying with a glitter filter?
I don't know, man. People crazy out here, dude. For one, don't cry online. If you're going to cry, use crying tears. Like, use the emoji.
I don't want to look too bad crying, so I'm going to add the glitter filter.
Maybe. Listen, all I'll say is this. Keep your tears to yourself. They do not belong online.
So I saw somebody make an argument that if you can put yourself online smiling and being happy, why can't you put yourself online being sad and being vulnerable? And I kind of get it, like, in the sense that they're equal to each other, you know, this and this and that. So I get that, yeah.
Don't bring down my timeline with your blues. No. Because one, like, what am I supposed to do about that? If you happy,
I can keep scrolling.
Yeah, like, what am I supposed, like I say, I'm social on social. So if, like, if it's some shit to be social with, but like, I'm not about to ask you if you cry because I'm not going to do shit about it.
I'm just going to keep scrolling. I'm going to look at it, I'm going to laugh, and I may or may not send it to somebody else.
Pretty much.
Honestly, I'm not going to send it to a bunch of people. But I can't control who they send it to. Yeah,
like, what do you say to that? I'm glad he heard you.
But it's on social media, now so you obviously want people to see it. So,
hey, listen. Once you post some shit like that on social media, ain't nobody gonna do nothing but laugh at you. It's already a meme.
They might be fake, but it might be somebody that would be really.
It usually be the bots. Nobody really cares.
I don't know.
You can just use random trigger. You can use random words in the bots.
Right, because it'd be a lot of sensitives. On the internets and shit.
Somebody got sensitive on one of my shits the other day. I was like, keep that shit specific. Just like I was saying last week, keep that shit specific. Don't come to me with that. I'm having fun over here. Don't do me like that. Talking about some your perception and some extra shit. Like she's about to write a paper or something. Fuck out of here. Not trying to hear that shit. I thought this was funny. That's it. I don't like people projecting their feelings on the internet. Say exactly how you feel about who you feel that shit about. Don't say that shit to me, bitch. All right. So, also this week, I did not choose to even read all the way through it, but we was talking about something on Facebook. I don't even remember what had upset me, but I just remember somebody telling me about this thread of men. All right, first off, she said, basically, you know, what would men do if women went on strike from having children and having sex? And it was just a bunch of dudes talking about different variations of rape. Just different ways they would rape. Coercion. It was terrible. I want to say that, like, you know, all of those men are trash. It was probably like they were probably all together at the same time. There's no fucking way they just spread all the way around America like this or throughout the world. It'd be fucking me up when I see stuff like that, because I don't understand how people think like that. And like, I don't like it when people be saying like, I got a sister or I got a mother. Like, it ain't even that part. It's like, how can somebody even think like that? I don't understand like a thought process that make you say, yeah, women decided not to have sex anymore, so I should force myself upon them because that's what they need. They need to have that for me. Like, that shit don't make no sense. I don't know what's wrong with people. I hate the fact that it's always an issue. Like, women's safety is always an issue. I think that shit is weird. That, like, women are just never safe. And there's literally no way to fix it, right? Because it's, like, change behavior. And there will always be, like, a constant of people teaching people how to be this way towards women. You know what I mean? I think that shit fucked up. Like, it's fucked up how we treat everybody together as a whole, but, like, I also saw this thing about this, like, this dude was telling this girl, like, hey, you know, I had a great time with you today and everything. And at first I was thinking about raping you, but
yeah.
Since you decided, like, you wanted to go on a second date with me, I think I really got a shot now. And I didn't want to, you know, hold this. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, you said a girl said that to a dude?
No.
Dude said that to a girl?
Yes, that's... I get it when women be saying the dating pool trash, and I know sometimes I'll be like, you know, you manifesting the wrong thing.
He was thinking about raping her?
Yes.
And he told her that?
Yes. People sick, man.
Yeah, that's what fucked
people
up
sick.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, you just, like, it's, I don't know.
So, this was before they were on their second date?
I would hope that it was never a second date. I hope that there was never a message after that. Well, he knows she screenshot.
Tell her that on the first date.
What?
Did he tell her that on the first date?
After the first date, I guess. That's just weird to say. It don't matter when he said it. It's just weird to say. I really hope it wasn't a second date too. But yeah, I don't know. Again, just, you know, women buy guns and knives. Sharp ones.
So that
means,
was he thinking about raping her before the first date?
He was thinking about raping her during the first date. If that's even a real thing, he was thinking about raping her during the first date. That's the crazy part. Rape shouldn't even be a word. That's how wild it is. Like, it shouldn't even be a word. It shouldn't even be an act. Like, that shouldn't even exist for anybody. You know what I mean? Like, for anybody. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yes. Ladies, buy guns. Buy guns. One, buy guns. Two,
just learn how to shoot them guns.
People need to keep telling men to not do this.
No, you should not have to tell men that. You gotta start just fucking people up, bruh.
Why do I gotta protect myself? Why can't y'all not, and not you, because you're not like that, but why
everybody
can't
y'all
just learn how to, why can't
everybody
gotta
protect
control?
Yourself. Why? Because everybody got
protect I can protect myself, but why the fuck can't y'all control yourselves? Why can't that happen? Why can't men get other men to say, stop fucking doing the shit y'all be doing?
Even if
it don't work,
we
why
do.
Can't the attempt be
right,
happening?
We can
why
say
can't
that.
The attempt continue to happen just to keep on fucking doing it, keep fucking and doing it, keep fucking on doing it?
If a man actually tried to answer your question, right, he would be one of those people that do shit like that to try to justify it. You get what I'm saying? There is no answer to that. There is no answer to that. That's like when people be saying, like, yeah, you shouldn't have to keep telling white people not to say this or not to do that. We shouldn't be living in a country where, like, the shit that happens, happens, period, right?
I know that, and people are going to do what they're going to do, but even still, it should still be people that say this should not be happening.
They do.
There should be more of that.
And it will be more. And
there should be more, not would be. There should be more. Just as loud as people saying women get a gun, there should be people saying men stop fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Like, if you can say this, you can say that.
Yeah, it should.
So when you say this sentence, say that sentence.
Do both.
Say both. You
do
say
both.
You just
do.
Say one. You don't say both. Sometimes
you
do.
I do.
But
this whole thing
but
that
just
I,
now, though,
this
you
whole...
literally just only said women get a gun. Get
how
a
many
gun.
Times have I said I? Because I cannot fathom the thought of understanding. I can't even speak to
right.
a person
I,
like that. You get what I'm saying? Shoot
I
him.
But you also
that's
have,
the thing.
You got to say both. That's my thing. Just it got to be said because it's always people saying women get a gun. Women get a gun. And then that be it. Like, no, if you're saying women get a gun, say men stop fucking doing this. When you say one, say the other. They go hand in hand.
They do.
They go together.
Yeah, they do.
With us being protected. So when you're saying one, say the other. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying stop saying one. I'm saying say them both fucking together.
I do. All right, so hear me out. I don't even know where, I don't remember that one. But the Will Smith thing, so you were saying that.
Because it's like I keep seeing... reposting tweets and stuff is like of dudes saying about Will Smith, like, nah, he talking too much. Like, nah, buddy doing too much. Like, you need to shut up, Will. You need to stop. And it's like, why though? It's like, what? All he doing is being honest. And
yeah,
in general, like, you, Will Smith, I don't know if it's that he don't care what people think, or if he just like, nah, like, this is literally it. Like, I'm a celebrity. I live my life out loud. Y'all gonna know this shit.
Yeah, and plus he is in the book. He's just telling you what's in the book.
Like, yeah, right. But no, that's, yeah, that's what it is. It's from the book. Like, he's saying all this stuff in the book. But it's like he putting his heart on paper.
Yeah, pretty much. Shit.
And why is it such a bad thing for men to do that in other men's eyes? And if you don't think that way, then you can't answer that question. But in general, like, I don't understand. And I can see is the fact that, yeah, people say, especially with women, they like to back throw that shit back at you sometimes. Like, I get, I hear you, but at the same time, you got to know who and when to.
But you're not talking to a woman. He's talking to the public. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's not talking to a specific person.
But men always are turning around to, you know, you can't show your feelings because people throw that shit back at you. Like, I don't even talk about women.
But, like, as far as the whole Will Smith thing, I don't think there's nothing wrong with what he's saying, though. Like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being, like, open about your, like we was talking about before. It don't matter if you open about your feelings or not. I get how some people might just not want to. Some people just don't like feeling vulnerable. But, like, so what?
But no, that's because a lot of people, like, a lot of men, I should say, when they were raised, they was taught not to show their expressions. Like, you fall and you hurt yourself, you start crying. Oh, boys don't cry. Be a big boy. You feel me? Boys don't cry. So you taught your whole life not to cry, not to show expression, not to show emotions. So now it's like, they look at it as, oh, you're not supposed to do that. So that's why some people might look at it as Will saying too much, but then some people look at it as he's not, because it's okay to show your emotions and stuff, but everybody don't look at it the same. And it's all depends on how you was raised.
Yeah, yeah, it gotta be, because, I mean, some feelings I do think you should keep to yourself or keep them shits between you and God, but also, like, sometimes you just gotta get that shit out.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta vent.
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, you should know who you're talking to, too. Like, some people you just can't tell shit. I know a person that one day, I remember, I used to work with a motherfucker that literally said, if somebody tell me their business, I'm going to tell other people, because that's what I do.
Right.
Just imagine. And like, they just like, that's the person that you are. So like, I mean, man, people like that. Yeah, you don't tell shit. But like, if it's somebody that you're close with, like your friend or somebody that you're in a relationship with, I don't think anything's off of it. It depends on how you feel about it. Whatever you're comfortable with. You got to get comfortable somewhere with it, I guess. That's what I would say. But also, like, everybody's tired of hearing about Will Smith and Jet. Like, everybody tired of everything about
it. Yeah, at this point, I'm tired of hearing about
Will Smith. Yeah. Because, like, why?
Because I have, like, mixed feelings sometimes when I hear Jada talking. It's like, girl, shut up. And then it's like, ah, you doing what you do. Like, she not being, she's fully being her.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, sometimes they be flipping
at her,
it, though.
Like, you can't be mad at her for continuing to do the same shit she always been doing. Because that's how
she's
been.
They've been on fire for like the last like 3 weeks, though. Every week is something different.
Ever since
they
Arkansas
seen the shit, it's been like, I honestly, I kind of forgot about it. They kind of just came and went.
I don't know. I say something else not too long ago that brought Jada back into the. Well, I don't know. You know, because Red Table Talk, so. She always saying something.
Well, I mean, that's her show. She got to say something about it.
No, I'm saying she always saying something. That's something about Day family. That somebody like, dang, Jada's feeling again. Like, nah, she just talking and telling truths. And the people she telling truths about, just we just happen to know who they are. The world knows.
So, seeing as how I am, like, absolutely beautiful, I am Frank's favorite thought. I don't know how I feel about it, but at least that means, like, I'm out here.
So what we're going to do is have a correction. He can't read. So what he thought I said was my favorite
thought. I read all the time.
I absolutely did not say he was my favorite thought. I was sending him something of some shit that somebody said about Bow Wow. And they called Bow Wow their favorite thought. I laughed at that sentence. We're both from Ohio. And I said that sentence in quotation marks. Maybe I didn't use the quotation marks. That's why he got confused. I don't know. But I really
you didn't use the quote. You probably used them in your head while you was going like this, while you was writing. Why do I got to read between lines? It's a text message. There's no lines.
You don't read the words. You don't read the shit. I do read. We just saw him not read a whole letter.
It wasn't a whole
letter.
He read it four times.
And still never read the whole thing.
Well, when you reread something, you got to start from the top.
So, like I said, his non-reading ass misunderstood what I said. He was absolutely not my favorite thought. I don't have a favorite thought. These thoughts is for everybody. The fuck?
How did you have a favorite thought?
You know?
I'm my favorite
thought. Bow Wow, somebody's favorite thought, though.
I'd be my own favorite thought.
There you go.
Whatever. Are you your favorite thought, Dollar? If you say so.
I wouldn't dare say anything like that.
I ain't got nothing to say. No, play is play, dog. I don't say a word.
What's the male equivalent of white toes for the hoes?
There is none.
There is none. I mean, it's definitely one.
I don't know. Do you know? Wait, you asking the wrong. You asking the wrong.
White toes for the hoes. I said, what's the male equivalent?
Man, you should ask Tay some shit like that. That's the only person who knows that shit. I don't know. Probably clear.
No, not.
I don't know. Money? Shit.
Nothing, man. You're so stupid.
You think I'm not. I get it. White toes for the hoes. I don't know.
It's just a thing.
Nice wash for the box.
I don't think that's it at all. I don't want to play this game anymore.
I don't know.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
I'm trying.
Just getting that comfortable. You're not doing good. We can skip it.
All right, whatever. All right. So, last thing. I was having a conversation with a lesbian woman. And she's talking about her girlfriend. And what it made me realize is that lesbians are the only ones that understand how annoying women are to men because they be annoyed by their girlfriends. Yes. Because sometimes women are just annoying. Not like all women in general, just like, you know, the ones that you're in a relationship with. They just be annoying. And I think that when women are in relationships with other women, they realize how annoying that they are. And I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to stand on by that. Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Also, I think, you know, two women in a relationship is way more violent than anything else on the planet. So, imagine what those arguments would be like.
That first part you said, just on the fact that 1 + 1 = 2. I also now imagine that men are the only men who know how irritating men are.
Mm-hmm, probably. I never dated a dude, but I annoy myself sometimes.
I can see that.
Only when I be forgetting shit. I can't remember nothing. I lost some shit on Monday, found it today. Don't even matter no more.
You lose a fucking box for the microphone every week.
Man, look.
And to be in the same place.
I don't be expecting that from myself.
You probably lose car keys every day.
Nah, I don't. I lost them yesterday, though. I did lose them yesterday, though. Because, like, I put everything in a specific place.
At least you stopped locking them in the car.
That's true. I locked them in the car not too long ago.
Damn.
That was, like, twice a week.
Man, it was terrible. You had to start wearing a necklace.
We don't need to go back to that. Because, look, I had started tying it to my belt, like the belt chains and shit, because I ain't want a belt chain. But like, I was like, all right, I'm just.
It's because of him, I'm kind of master at breaking the cars.
Gotta get the keys, man.
He had to break in his car like twice a week to get his keys out.
Oh my God.
I don't know how you. I remember when somebody told me to keep a spare key in my wallet, right? All that shit in there. I remember I left my car. I left the keys in there with the door lock running. Nah, I'm in Longwood doing all the things I don't need to be there doing. Every left the
Longwood, period. You started
tripping. Yeah. I probably like my keys in every part of the city. I like my keys in my car in every part of the city.
I know, because half the times you call me.
Yeah, yeah. Dependable. That's for one thing, for sure. Because, I like my keys in the car, yeah. Last month, for sure. Or at least the month before. But that was the last time in a long time, though. Last time I liked my
car. That's why you need to get keyless entry.
You really think he's not going to lose that?
He might lose it, but at least he won't lock his keys in the car.
He can't get in the car.
Yeah, now he just fucked.
It ain't nothing I can do for real, bro. I gotta always just kind of
responsible.
I am a responsible. I put him in a certain spot every time.
So how you like
except
for
the times you don't.
You know, everybody got a routine when they get out the car. Sometimes you skip a part of your routine, forget something, and then, you know, that happens. That's all.
So you need to start locking your door with the key.
You lock your door with the key.
I got keys.
All right, well, then.
I got a push button.
Well, I don't need my key.
Evidently, you do.
Yeah, that's why I keep locking it in the car. Not my fault, though.
It is your fault. Who fault is it?
Destiny.
I'm blaming her.
I'm talking about the universe. Don't be putting no person on Destiny. I don't know no Destiny. That's a dusty-ass name. I'm sorry, because it's probably a nice Destiny somewhere out there. But I don't know. All right, let's get out of here before this shit goes left. So before we get out of here, I'm gonna hit y'all with the quote from around the way, and this one comes from the great hip hop philosopher Lil Wayne. Do I love her? Nah, I just love her people. Blind, deaf, or crazy, it's money over me.